हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Today, we're continuing with our Bhashyam. In this introductory Bhashyam, Adishankara Bhagavat Pada mainly establishes the fact that knowledge being the only means of the attainment of moksha. So, Purimamsaka, whose interest is only in karma, has his own view that jnanam is not required for attaining moksha. Karma, performance of rituals, karma kanda jnanam itself is enough. So karma, the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda itself is enough to accomplish moksha. No special effort is required to attain jnanam for moksha, and for which he has his own plan, which we saw. And in that, and how Shankara Bhagavat Pada has been refuting his views, and now we have come to this point. Of his view, whose view? Karmakandi's view, Purimamsaka's view. Non-performance of Nitya Naimittika Karmani will contribute for accumulating papam. This view of Purimamsaka is accepted by Vedantins also. It is not that Vedantins, it is a view, it is a wish, it is the teaching of the Vedashastram. What is the teaching of the Vedashastram? Nitya Naimittika Karmanam Akaranam. Non-performance of Nitya Naimittika Karmas will result in accumulation of papam, known as pratyavaya papaha. So pratyavayaha means what? Papam means, you know, sin. The result of any improper action is papam. And the papam is something which will get translated into the experience of unpleasant, unwanted, undesirable, unhappy situation. Experience. So, all the sorrowful situation, the pain, sorrow, grief, unwanted, undesirable, unpleasant situation, experience, is nothing but the translation of the papam we have accumulated as a result of action, which the improper action, the action which would have transgressed the universal values, which went against dharma. This is understanding we already have. But non-performance of actions, non-performance of nitya naimittika karmas also, result in the accumulation of papam. This having to go through this unpleasant experience, is said to be pratyavayaha. Pratyavayaha, pratyavayaha means unpleasant experience. painful experience is pratyavayaha. And the pratyavaya is the result of the papam. And this papam is because of the non-performance of nityamittika karmani. This is the fact. But here there's a slight difference in understanding how non-performance of nityamittika karmani contribute for accumulation of papam. In accumulating papam, there's a difference between the Purimamsakaha and the Vedanti. That has been made very clear. Why? By proving that how that this difference between Purimamsaka's view and Vedanti's view, Shankara Bhagavatpada has to prove that Purimamsaka's karma plan as a means of attaining moksha is wrong. Therefore, now we are going to see in this portion where it is wrong, how it is wrong. It's a beautiful explanation, and you have to bear with certain grammatical rules, etc. Okay? Nityanam cha akaranam abhavaha. I mean, today's portion. Yesterday, we understood very clearly the fact desire is a phenomenon which can obtain only in the mind of an ignorant person. An ignorant person alone can have a desire. A wise person who has the vision of the self is free from the hold of the phenomenon called desire, because desire is always for an object other than oneself. For a person of vision, there is no object other than oneself. Therefore, the desire becomes resolved. As a result of his reveling in the vision of fullness, inadequacy being not there, second thing other than the self being not there, an object being not there other than the self, the desire becomes resolved for good for a jnani. So, atma vidaha kamaha nasti. Again, desire for one's own self is not possible, because already accomplished. Desire is always for achieving, attaining, accomplishing something which is not there already. For a jnani, this atma, the source of happiness, happens to be one's own self, one's own nature. Desire for the self is not possible. Desire for another object also is not possible, because there is no second object other than the self. Again, one's own essential nature is the absolute reality, Param Brahma, the reality of the cosmos, all is there as the very essential nature of the knower I, the nearest self. Only for a jnani, desire is not possible. So as long as a jnanam is there, if there is no jnanam, there will be desire. Therefore, and desire will be impelling actions, totally renouncing, totally freeing oneself from the hold of karma is not possible. That was already established. So already Purapakshi's view has been negated, And still, one more point is brought to light here. The Purapakshi is of this view. What is this view? As I said, Nitya Naimittika Karmanam Akarane Pratyavayaha. Nitya Naimittika Karmanam Akarane Pratyavayaha Bhavati. So, unpleasant experience, the translation of papam happens if a person does not perform Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Therefore, one must definitely perform Nitya Naimittika Karmani. The Nitya Naimittika Karmani alone are also said to be Vihita Karmani. Vihitani Karmani, Arhita Karmani. Already we understood the non-performance of Nitya Naimittika Karmani itself cannot become the cause of avoiding the papam. If a person performs the preordained, already enjoined, prescribed duties in terms of Nitya Naimittika Karmani regularly, he will not have time to do what should not be done. So doing what should be done will prevent a person from doing what should not be done because he becomes engaged, entertained in the right action, appropriate things, which should be done for living this life. So the time itself will not be available so that he will not involve himself in something wrong and unwanted. Thereby, he will not accumulate papam. This is the actual teaching. Why we say one must be disciplined every day when you get up in the morning, we see the children go to school. Because that is, you plan the whole day for them from morning till evening because they get so restless. You see that the continuously they're involved in music class and dance class and other class and swimming class, or they go to school, they have class, they come back again until they go to bed, you have something or the other. And you give them little time to watch television because we know it's not good for them to watch. You plan so that they do the right things. If you do not organize, plan for their day, it's simple discipline. And if they have extra time, they do not know what to do. They do not know what to do. So you plan for them. Parents plan for children because they do not know what they should be doing. Sometimes they are very creative. They do something on their own also. Something good they do. Whatever they know, using their knowledge, using their intellect, using their buddhi, they also create something very, very creative, productive. But some children do not know how to pass time. So they must do something, and then they end up doing something unwanted. They'll be watching television, some rubbish programs, or they go to internet, something they do. The same thing, how cautiously, carefully parents plan the programs for the children, at least they know what they are doing so that they know they are in the right track. In the same way, human beings also must be in the right track. They must do only what is appropriate. What is appropriate? Anything and everything which spoils, which pollutes the mental development, manovikasaha, anything which will make the mind grosser, anything which may make the mind confused, anything which will obstruct the emotional maturity, is improper action. Incorrect thing. For whatever Shastram prescribes, Shastram's aim is to help a person become emotionally mature. Relatively, one has to become emotionally mature. If a person becomes relatively mature, and he will be qualified to become absolutely mature. So absolute maturity is possible only in the wake of the jnanam, in the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being Brahman. There is absolute maturity, paripurna pakvata. Paripurna pakvata, very important teaching I'm saying before I go to this lesson. That's why Shruti is called Mata, a mother. She designs the way of life. She plans for us our well-being. Just as the parents plan for children, and Shruti Mata plans for the entire humanity. Because absolute maturity, only when a person becomes absolutely mature, he is free from sorrow for good. Being happy, always everywhere with everybody, in any situation, being unafflicted, presupposes being an absolutely mature person. And such an absolutely mature person is actually mature person is a jnani. Who is a jnani? Purna jnanavan. Purna jnanavan purushaha. He is purna pakkovan. Person of purna pakkovata. What makes a wise person a jnani? Who has the total knowledge? One who has knowledge of one's own self. This half knowledge of one's knowledge of self-existence becomes total knowledge. And a person discovers what this knowledge of self-existence is. Where does this knowledge arise? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? What is the source of this? When this knowledge arises, we say this manifestation of knowledge. When the world available for enjoyment, experience, and we go through the experience of pairs of opposites. Again, when the world with knowledge resolves, then when they say this ignorance of one's self-existence, again the world disappears. So enjoyment of this world, experience of this world, all the whole life itself is possible only when there's manifestation of knowledge. When there's ignorance of knowledge, the ignorance of one's existence, there's no life. There's no world. So existence of knowledge of existence of the self and ignorance of the existence of the self. My God. This is where the life is. The whole life, all this is only in knowing one's own existence. If there's no knowledge of existence of the self, if there's ignorance of the existence of self, the world disappears, life disappears. Which means, where does this knowledge rise from? Where does this knowledge exist? Where does it resolve? What is the source of it? Discovering the source of knowledge of self-existence is in fact discovery of the reality of the universe, which alone is said to be discovery of the essential nature of the self. Discovery of one's own self. Atmajnanam. Okay. Arivin utru. Okay. What is the source of manifestation of knowledge? Discovering the source of manifestation of knowledge is discovery of one's own essential nature. Discovery of the essential nature of every individual, which is the discovery of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. When this discovery happens, jnanam is purnam. Purnam jnanam, total knowledge. A person of his total knowledge and who has his clear, doubtly ascertained vision of this truth of the whole, obtaining as one's own self, as a person of total knowledge, is an absolutely mature person. After the attainment of jnanam, maturity is not possible. Because you keep on growing, the growth has to stop at one place. How far, how much a person should grow? Physical growth is taken care of by nature. To some extent we grow, at one point we stop. At 24, 23, growth stops. That's all the height, that's all the weight. Of course, the weight can increase and that's a different part, the height. So, what I'm saying, emotional maturity also, how far? Shastram says, only in jnanam, absolute maturity is possible. That is where a person's absolute wellness is. Being absolutely well, perfectly well, perfectly healthy. Absolutely healthy means being absolutely mature. Okay, absolute maturity is equal to absolute wellness, welfare, well-being. Nalam. Puja Swamiji used to say nalam. That's why nalatil valam adakkam. Valatil nalam is not there. Valam stands for all forms of prosperity. Okay? In being prosperous, there is no wellness. But in wellness, prosperity is involved. Understand? So, that is nalam. Absolute health. Therefore, Shruti Mata's aim is to help every being to enjoy this absolute wellness, absolute perfect health, and absolute maturity, which is possible only in the wake of jnanam. And the whole life itself is ultimately for this jnanam. And that jnanam presupposes subtle, sharp, steady mind, which is free from impurities, relatively free from impurities. Again, absolute maturity is absolute mental purity also. Therefore, Shastram teaches this. Prescribes karma in the Karma Kanda. Purva Mimamsaka does not understand the whole core vision of the Veda Shastram. Just because Shruti Mata, Shruti herself prescribes so many karmas in the Karma Kanda, that does not mean Shruti expects the human beings to get stuck with only performance of rituals, performance of activities. Like any parent who plans the day for the child, wants the child to grow out of everything. So similarly, here Shruti also prescribes karmas. And of course, we can enjoy prayers as the, we saw in Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam also. We can enjoy artha kama dharmas only, time-bound material ends as a result of performing these various rituals. So daily, regularly, these are the things which must be done choicelessly. And as yesterday I mentioned, panchamaha yajnaha. We do not know what are nitya karmani. When we do not know what are prescribed in the Shastram, so how can we do? Even people who are so-called Vaidikas are not able to do nowadays. So Panchamaha Yajna, you know, Deva Yajna, Manusha Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Pitra Yajna, Rishi Yajna, or Brahma Yajna, we have this Panchamaha Yajnas. If we follow this, nothing, the word Yajna sounds very big. Yajna is nothing but worship. It is simple, is practical. We can follow those things. So if a person chooses to live a life of karma yoga itself is enough, and he follows these Panchamahayagnas. Following Panchamahayagnas actually is nothing but living a life of karma yoga, where a person consciously lives a life of dharma, consciously lives a life of dharma means he thoughtfully does not transgress universal values, does not go against dharma. So that commitment to live a life of dharma itself takes care of his relative maturity. Okay. So this so many karma, nitya karmas are prescribed. Nitya karmani should be performed. With nitya karma in place, nitya naimittika karmani, prescribed duties, vikita karmani. If you do not perform nitya naimittika karmani, not knowing what else to do, you will end up doing what should not be done. Thereby you accumulate papam. The first Shruti says, must be performed. So there's a statement, nitya akarane, nitya naimittika akarane pratyavayaha. Okay. That Purvamimamsaka accepts, okay, he loves doing karma anyway, so we have to do. And Vedanti also accepts, because Vedanti knows how to validate that statement. And what is revealed by the statement is definitely validated. Accepts. But there's some correction in his understanding. Shankar Bhagavatpada wants to correct some wrong understanding on the part of, in the understanding, interpretation of the statement. So he is correcting now. Okay, just understand here. Nityanam cha akaranam abhavaha. Nityanam akaranam, when you say nitya naimittika karmanam akaranam, karanam is gerund, doing. Noun, doing, performing, otherwise performance. Performing, performance is meant by the word karanam. Karoti, this karanam is a noun. Akaranam, non-performance, non-doing. Non-performance of, non-doing of, omission of nitya naimittika karmani, prescribed enjoined duties, is what abhavaha. Non-performance is equal to absence, abhavaha. Absence of action, absence of performance. Non-performance is equal to absence of performance. Absence of performance is equal to non-existence of performance. Therefore, a non-existent action, an absent action, cannot produce a result which is present, which is existent. An existent present result cannot be produced by a non-existent absent action. So what does it mean? We say non-performance produces papa karma, papam, produces pratyavaya papam. So pratyavaya papam cannot be produced by a non-existent action, an absent action. He's going to say that now. Okay. So nityanam cha akaranam cha, and continuous. Nityanam akaranam abhavaha. Non-performance or non-doing, omitting, omission of nityamittika karmas is an absence, non-existence. Tataha means from that. From what? From that non-existent action, non-performance, a non-existent absent action, pratyavaya anupapattihi. Impossibility of the pratyavaya papam being produced from that non-existent action. Iti ataha. Therefore, purva upachita durite bhyaha. Purva upachita durite bhyaha. Purva upachita duritani means what? Purvameva. In the previous, purvam means before. Before means in all previous janmas. Purvasmin janmani. And one given janma. In many, many previous janmas, previous births, upachitani duritani, accumulated, gathered sins, purva upachita duritebhyaha. Many countless number of sins which have been accumulated in the previous janmas. From them, prapyamanayaha, pratyavaya kriyayaha. See, prapyamana, pratyavaya kriya means what? Now, the papam, which are the unpleasant situation, unpleasant experience which we go through, which is, it has been obtained as a result of the sins accumulated before in the previous janmas. Any pratyavaya papam experienced, okay, in the form of unpleasant experience, unpleasant situation, which has been obtained as a result of the sins accumulated in the previous births, previous janmas, previous lives. And for that pratyavaya papam, unpleasant situation, nitya akaranam, non-performance or omission of nitya nimittika karmani is only what? Lakshanam means that many meanings are there. Lakshanam means definition. Lakshanam means indication. Lakshanam is that which reveals, that which explains, that which describes, that which defines is Lakshanam. Lakshanam ityukte kim? Lakshanam is that which defines. Lakshanam is that which describes. Lakshanam is that which explains. Lakshanam is that which reveals. That which expresses is Lakshanam. When you want to meet somebody whom you do not know, and certain indications are given, that person whom you had to go and receive at the airport is in this, that wearing this color dress, he is very tall, and he will have he may have a black coat. Some special indications are given. Lakshanam is given, and you remember those lakshanani, all those things which describe that person, and you go meet a person. In the same way here, lakshanam can describe, explain, reveal, define something. So here, nitya akaranam, omission of a non-performance of nitya nimittika karmani, only serve as lakshanam, indication, or description of the unpleasant experience, unpleasant situation we go through, which has been got as a result of the sins accumulated in the past lives. What does it mean? In the previous lives, one might have, one must have, one would have avoided or omitted the performance of Nityavrittika Karmani. Thereby, one would have done something unwanted or wrong. As a result of which, the person accumulated papam. Then, not because of non-performance of Nityamittika Karmani. Non-performance of Nityanamittika Karmani resulted, must have resulted in performance of improper, wrong, non-righteous things, actions, which might have produced Papa Karma. And that Papam alone, now at present experienced, whatever Papam we are experiencing now, whatever unpleasant situations we are experiencing now, they're all, the pain we are experiencing is all result obtained. Result obtained from the sins accumulated in the Papam, previous lives. Okay, therefore, is called Lakshanam. Nitya Akaranam Lakshanam. Now, non-performance of Nityamittika Karmani serve as indication, Lakshanam. Therefore, at least now, at present, if you perform Nityamittika Karmani, it will help you. It will not produce new papam. Understand? It does not produce papam. Non-performance of Nityamittika Karmani cannot, do not, will not produce papam. Because from non-existent action, existent result cannot happen. Non-existent thing, an existent thing cannot come into existence. From an action which is absent, the present, the result which is present cannot happen. It is illogical. It contradicts our reasoning. It contradicts all pramanams, all means of knowledge, including Shruti, Shruti Praman. No thinking person can accept this, the non-exist, from a non-existent thing, something existent comes into exist, something originates. So non-performance of Nityamittika Karmani cannot produce papam. But definitely, this non-performance of Nityamittika Karmani definitely indicates the fact that pratyavayaha, unpleasant, undesirable, unhappy experiences, situations obtained, we go through, have been obtained from the sins accumulated in the previous lives. In the previous lives, one must have avoided, omitted Nityamittika Karmani. As a result of which, one must have performed wrong actions. One must have involved oneself in things which should not be done. Thereby, one must have accumulated papam. That papam alone now is experienced as the unpleasant situation, unpleasant experience. Therefore, this non-performance of Nityamittika Karmani results in the experience of unpleasant situation. Pratyavaya papam means the statement is, it's only a lakshanam. It's only indication. Whereas a purapakshi, karmakandi thinks, non-performance of nityamattika karmani produce papam. He holds on to the view, non-existent nityamattika karma, absent karma produces papam. So papam, the existent unpleasant situation, the papam, it comes from the non-existent karma, which is his view. So that has to be corrected. Therefore, what? Non-existent karma cannot produce papam. Therefore, this karma plan, if we perform nityamittika karmani, we can avoid accumulating papam. So we don't need to be born again. We can avoid assuming the body. That karma plan of Purvimamsaka is not correct. That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to state here. Okay. For which he also, you have to bear with this, he also presents the rule, Paninian rule, grammatical rule. What's the grammatical rule? Let me make it very clear. So in grammar, we have the two affixes. Suffix, so two affixes are two suffixes. Shatru pratyayaha, shanach pratyayaha. Shatru pratyayaha, shanach pratyayaha. People who do not know Samskritam also can listen and understand. Shatru pratyayaha, shanach pratyayaha. These two affixes are, shanach we can leave because shanach is not relevant for us. The shatru pratyayaha root takes means we get this present participles. Now, balakaha gachati, you say balakaha gachanasti. Boy is going. The boy who is going, say gachan balaha. Gachan balaha going. Like you have gachan, patan, likhan, pashyan, shunvan. This is seeing, the seeing boy, going boy. Later we have this shatru pratyaya shabd, shatru pratyanta shabdaha, words ending with shatru affix. They're not gerunds. But the person who is going, the present, it gives you present continuous meaning, the present participles. The person who is going, they come in adjectives, actually. The person who is coming, we have shatru anta shabdaha. Okay. And those shatru anta shabdaha have served different purposes in grammar, in language. One meaning is, this Panini says in his grammar, in his Ashtadhyayi Sutrani, Lakshana Hetvoho Kriyayaha Shatru Shanachau. Please bear with me only today, okay? We won't be getting this more of the grammatical rules and all here. Only today you have to bear with me. Lakshana Hetvoho, I will text you later on. Okay. Lakshana hetvoho kriyayaha shatru shanachau. What does it mean? Sanskrit students can make a note of it. Kriyayaha shatru shanachau lakshana hetvoho means an action, any root with root takes the shatru affix or shanach affix. Or a word ending with shatru affix or shanach affix is used in the sense of hetu, cause, and also in the sense of a definition, lakshanam, an indication. A word ending with Shatru affix. Shatru Pratyanta Shabdaha. Shatru Pratyanta Shabdaha. A word denoting an action with the Shatru affix or Shanach affix can mean, can give you the sense of Hetuhu, cause, sometimes. Sometimes it can give you the sense of definition, indication, description. So two purposes. Like it can serve as indicator of the meaning. It can be used in the sense of definition or description, indication, or it can be used in the sense of cause, hetu or lakshanam. Only two, lakshanam or hetu. So here, he Purapakshi takes this sutram, lakshana hetvoho kriyayaha shatru shanachau. Panini Rishihi says this where in his Brahma Sutra, in his sutrams. So this word ending Shatru affix should be taken in the sense of a cause, Hetu. He takes in the sense of a Hetu. Shankara Bhagavatpada says we should take it in the sense of a Lakshanam. Got it? This is the difference. What is the difference between Shankaracharya and the Purapakshi? Purapakshi takes the Shatru Anta Shabda in the sense of a cause, Hetu. He takes Hetvarte Sahasvikarot. Shankaracharya says it should be taken in the sense of definition. Even though it's allowed, two meanings are the Shatruanta Shatru Pratyanta Shabdaha, even though it is used in the sense of cause and definition, we must always see the meaning we take should not be contradicting our reasoning. Then we should change it. Okay. One reason. Now, where does he take this meaning? Let me tell you. Here, in Manusmriti, there is a verse. Manusmriti presents another verse. Okay, now forget about this grammar. Let's come to this Manusmriti. Manusmriti always emphasizes, even though certain things are difficult to follow nowadays, Manusmriti always reproduces what is said in the Shastra. Smritihi does not, should not contradict with what is stated by the Shruti. Whatever Shruti states, whatever Veda states, that alone is accepted and reproduced, explained by Smriti. So Manusmriti, there's a verse. Let me read out the verse here first. See, the example is given. Akurvan vihitam karma. Shankaracharya gives only one small portion of this verse. Let us see the whole verse. We have this verse in our Swamiji's book also. Repeat it. Akurvan vihitam karma. Those who are following Swamiji's book, in page number 39, there is only English transliteration of the verse is there. Page number 39, after the literal translation of the Bhashyam, you can find a paragraph where in the very beginning the verse is there. Complete verse is given there. Let me read it. Akurvan vihitam karma ninditam cha. In today's, we are going to understand only this verse. Akurvan vihitam karma நிந்திதஞ்ச சமாச்சரன். அகுர்வன் விஹிதம் கர்ம நிந்திதஞ்ச சமாச்சரன் பிரசக்தேந்திரியார்த்தேஷு பிரசக்தேந்திரியார்த்தேஷு நரஹ பதனம் ரிச்சதி. நரஹ பதனம் ரிச்சதி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தி ஸ்லோகா இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல். இட் இஸ் எ லெசன். ஓகே, மனுஸ்மிருதி ரீஸ்டேட்ஸ் தி வேதிக் டீச்சிங். வாட் வேதா சேஸ் மனுஸ்மிருதி ஆல்சோ ரீப்ரொடியூசஸ். திஸ் வேர்ஸ் ரீப்ரொடியூசஸ். வாட் இஸ் இட் சே? அகுர்வன் விஹிதம் கர்ம நிந்திதஞ்ச சமாச்சரன் பிரசக்தேந்திரியார்த்தேஷு நரஹ பதனம் ரிச்சதி. ஓகே, ரிச்சதி இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு கச்சதி. மேக் இட் வெரி கிளியர். ரிச்சதி, ரிச்சதி மீன்ஸ் கச்சதி, கோஸ் டு. ஹூ நரஹா ரிச்சதி, நரஹா கச்சதி. நரஹா கச்சதி, வேர் டஸ் மேன் கோ? அ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் கோஸ் வேர்? பதனம். பதனம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபாலிங். பதனம் இஸ் ஃபாலிங். சோ பதனம் கச்சதி மீன்ஸ் பததி. பதனம் கச்சதி மீன்ஸ் பததி. நரஹா பததி, நரஹா பதனம் கச்சதி. ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஃபால்ஸ் டவுன், ஃபால்ஸ் டவுன், ஸ்லிப்ஸ் இன் டு, ஃபால்ஸ் டவுன். ஃபால்ஸ், ஃபாலிங் டவுன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஃப்ரம் பீயிங் அ ஹாப்பி மெச்சோர் சிச்சுவேஷன், அ பர்சன் கேன் பிகம் இம்மெச்சோர். அ பர்சன் கேன் பிகம் கேன் lose one's higher position. See, being born a human being is a privilege. It's a blessing. Only a human being is capable of attaining, is a privilege to be able to desire. He can desire, he can do things, he can enjoy life, he can become mature, he can attain jnanam, he can discover freedom, he can accomplish the absolute. Only human being is eligible to accomplish the absolute. He is blessed with a free will, blessed with the knowledge of right and wrong. He can choose to do his actions. He has freedom, he has a free will, he has faculty of choice. And he can do things, better things. He can know, he can discover. This human mind is amazing. Using his mind properly, one can discover any number of facts. And he can discover the absolute fact of oneness of the reality, non-duality of the reality. Everything is possible. The human being is very precious. The human birth itself is very precious. Narajanma durlabham. Such a human being, Naraha, who is very precious, who is of precious body, precious birth, பதனம் ரிச்சதி, he slips down, he falls down. Falls down means what? He falls down means he goes to, when does a person fall, where does he go? Well, let us see later on. When does he, what makes him fall? It is given here. Vihitam karma akurvan. Vihitam karma akurvan. Akurvan is the word. Kurvan doing, akurvan not doing. Vihitam karma akurvan, not doing what has to be done, what has been prescribed. Vihitam karma akurvan, not doing what has been prescribed, what has been ordained by the Shruti, means not doing nitya naimittika karmani. Vihitam is equal to, vihitam karma is equal to nitya nimittika karmani. So not doing what has been enjoined, prescribed, by the Veda Shastram in terms of Nitya Mittika Karmani. A person patanam richati, he falls down, means he goes to the inferior worlds, inferior levels. Okay. Ninditam cha samacharan. Ninditam karma. Ninditam karma ninditancha. And also samacharan, performing what should not be done, performing the prohibited actions. Samacharan, again Shatruanta, samacharan ninditam karma means performing the prohibited pratishiddha karmani. Ninditam karma is equal to pratishiddha karmani, nishiddha karmani. Vihita karma is equal to nityamittika karmani. So not doing nityamittika karmani, vihitam karma, performing the prohibited actions, what does he do? Prasaktaha. Prasaktaha means very much interested in, involved in what? Indriyartheshu prasaktaha. Prasaktaha cha indriya artheshu. And this person also, Naraha, being interested, prasaktaha means interested, involved, engrossed, immersed in the enjoyment of sense pleasures. Indriya artheshu prasaktaha. Indriya artaha means sense objects. Indriya artheshu prasaktaha. Interested, inclined, engrossed, immersed in the enjoyment of sense objects and sense pleasures. Indriya artheshu cha prasaktaha. Okay. This person patanam richati naraha. This is how the person accumulates papam. By accumulating papam, enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment of sense objects is not wrong, but not doing the right, doing the wrong, okay, performing ninditam, ninditam cha samacharan, performing the criticizable, prohibited actions, not performing the ordained prescribed duties. When a person is interested, involved, engaged, engrossed in the enjoyment of sense objects, sense pleasures, naturally, he accumulates only papam. Because this such a behavior involves the transgressing the values. Therefore, he accumulates papam. As a result of papam, he will even lose this human birth, the possibility of losing even the human birth. And even when he is living in this life as a human being also, he goes through a lot of suffering, all papams, pains, unpleasant, unwanted situations the person goes through. This going through, having to go through a lot of unpleasant, painful situations, experiences, is all patanam. It's all falling. Okay, this is the verse. Akurvan vihitam karma. This is from Smriti Granthaha. And Purapakshi happily translates this. Ahit vihitam karma akurvan. Non-perform, not doing. Not doing the prescribed duties is the cause for the production of పాపం ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం. ఇది కాజ్ ఫర్ ప్రొడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం. సో టు ప్రివెంట్ ప్రొడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం, లెట్ అస్ పర్ఫార్మ్ నిత్యమిట్టిక కర్మాణి. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. బట్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ నో, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ ప్రివెంట్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ నాన్ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ నిత్యమిత్తిక కర్మాణి, కెనాట్ డస్ నాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ది పాపం. నాన్ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ నిత్యమిత్తిక కర్మాణి ఓన్లీ రిజల్ట్ ఇన్ డూయింగ్ ది అన్వాంటెడ్. Therefore, it will result in performance of wrong actions, improper actions, unwanted actions. Thereby, one will accumulate papam. And that papam will be transferred into what we bring only alone. That papam, which we have, one must have already avoided. In the present janma, if you perform it, you will karmani. Then you will not accumulate future papam. You can utilize the present prarabdha papam. Prarabdha papam can be neutralized. Future papam can be neutralized by present nityamittika karmani. But already what has been accumulated, the sanchita karmani. So this only indicates this sentence, nityanam akaranam nitya akarane pratyavayaha, that statement only indicates the papam, the unpleasant experience which we go through now is the result of, it indicates that one must have avoided performing nityamittika karmani in the past lives. Thereby, one must have ended up doing wrong things. One must have accumulated papam in the previous lives. That papam alone, now one person is going through in the present situation. In the present life. It's only indication, it's only description, describes why I'm going through what I'm going through now. Why this unpleasant situation? Why this suffering in life? So there's so many papam one might have done. One of the reasons for what we go through now is that we have papam in our account, main reason. But papam, one of the reasons for accumulating papam is non-performance of nityamittika karmani in the previous janma. That is only, okay, as a result of which I might have done wrong actions, as a result of which I would accumulate papam, and that papam I am going through now. It's only lakshanam. Shankaracharya says, this is only lakshan. It indicates the lakshanam, definition, describes the pratyavaya papam. It does not say pratyavaya papam is caused by non-performance of nityamittika karmani. So what is achieved by explaining this? What he says is that Purapakshi's view that non-performance of the Nityamithika Karmani produced papam, so let us perform Nityamithika Karmani, so we can avoid accumulation of papam. If we perform Kamya Karmani, so we can, if we avoid performing Kamya Karmani, we can avoid accumulation of punyam. If you avoid the Pratishiddha Karmani, we can avoid accumulation of papam. So we will not have any karma in our account. So we will not, there's no need for us to assume a body. Then we will not be born. So we can be free. That is mokshaha. This is his view. So Shankaracharya says he completely forgets about the whole bundle of Sanchita Karmani. All Sanchita Karmani cannot be exhausted in one janma. Only a portion is exhausted. A portion alone can be exhausted. Not the whole. However knowing the value of dharma, at least in this janma, if a person consciously lives in this janma as a best opportunity, don't miss this span of human life which we have now, very precious human span of life. We do not know any time kalaha, no, any time kalaha harati, time will come and snatch your life any time. This whole human life is very precious. Very precious. The span of life is very precious. In this span of life, let us spend all our time carefully. Whatever we have to do, let us do in conformity with dharma. Let us do, at least let us follow Panchamahayajna strictly. So let us live a life of dharma. Let us take care of our emotional maturity required for the absolute maturity. That is the idea. So we must take care. That's what we can do. Simply, only jnanam there is mokshaha. Simply planning this, you know, this work, having this plan of how I should do karma, what I should do, what I should not do, how I can avoid accumulating punya papam, therefore how I can free myself from assuming a body. That is not the solution. Non-assumption of body, not being born again, is dependent on not having the mind resolved. Only if the mind becomes resolved for good, assuming another body is not possible. Videha muktihi, not being born again, is videha muktihi. Meendum piravamai, not being born again, is videha muktihi, is absolute freedom, which is possible only if the mind becomes resolved for good. Mind can be resolved for good when the mind leaves the physical body. After the exhaustion of parabdha karma, when the mind leaves the physical body, mind can be resolved for good. Mind will become resolved for good only if the mind, the ignorance is totally resolved. There must be total resolution of ignorance. We understood this result. The total ignorance is nothing but power of knowing. We understand how you resolve the entire ocean is water when you say. In the same way, this total power of knowing is nothing but reality. Total resolution of ignorance must happen. The total resolution of ignorance happens when you discover the truth of the universe as truth of yourself. So jnanam is important. One must be a jivan muktaha. While living, one must have discovered this fact. Jivan muktaha can become videha muktaha. He can, when he leaves the physical body, the mind can be resolved for good. For which one must discover jnanam, jnanadeva kaivalyam, jnanadeva mokshaha. One must discover what I am. The total resolution of ahankara is total resolution of the mind. Cognitive resolution. Aham brahmasmi, there is a total resolution, cognitive resolution must happen. That is how a person becomes jivan muktaha. Then jivan mukta, the person who has become jivan muktaha, in whose mind this ignorance has been resolved totally, this jnanam, that mind will be resolved for good, and then rebirth is not possible. This is jnanam is the means of attainment of moksha. The karma plan will not work. Okay, we understand why Shruti prescribes karma. Shruti's aim of prescribing karma, making a person perform karma, is to help a person grow emotionally, to make a person emotionally mature. The emotional maturity required for the attainment of jnanam. for absolute maturity. To have that emotional maturity, Shruti prescribes karma. Again, there again, Shruti herself tells, Pratishiddha karmani, Ninditamcha na samacharet. One should not perform the prohibited actions. Vihitam karma samacharet. One must perform prescribed duties. Do this, the prescribed duties must be performed. Prohibited actions must be avoided. Kamya karmani can be performed as instructed in conformity with dharma. Thereby, one can have punyam, one can avoid papam. So accumulating only punyam, trying to avoid papam, will help one become intellectually sharp, emotionally stable. Thereby one will become prepared for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, Shastram emphasizes dharma. So simply avoiding the pursuit of jnanam, avoiding this jnana yoga discipline totally, only doing karma, following this karma plan itself, will not work. It is this Purupakshi's, Karmakandi's, Purumamsaka's view is wrong, that jnanam is not required for moksha. Following this karma plan itself is enough. That view is wrong, incorrect. Okay, therefore, so that he himself, Shankaracharya quotes himself, what is that? Akurvan vihitam karma. That sentence akurvan comes. Therefore, not performing prescribed duties, there that akurvan should not be taken in the sense of a cause. It should be taken in the sense of a definition. Is it clear? Anyatha, otherwise, he abhavat bhavotpattihi, abhavat bhavotpattihi iti. Abhavat bhava utpattihi. Abhavat, from non-existent, from something non-existent. Bhava utpattihi, production, origination of something existent. Abhavat bhava utpattihi, bhavotpattihi. Utpattihi, origination, production. Production or origination of bhava, something existent, from something non-existent. Abhavat bhava utpattihi iti sarva pramana vyakopaha. See, sarva pramana vyakopaha. See, kopaha means anger. V and R, two prefixes add. V, A, Kopa, Vyakopaha. Vyakopaha means absolute contradiction with reference to all pramanams. Sarva pramana vyakopaha. It will contradict absolutely all means of knowledge, including Shruti. Abhavat bhavotpattihi iti sarva pramana vyakopaha. There will be contradiction with all means of knowledge. It means it will contradict the reasoning. So anything which contradicts one's reasoning should not be accepted. Even though तो अंत प्र चतुर् प्रत्यांत शब्द कैन मीन कॉज कैन मीन अ डेफिनेशन ऑल्सो स्टिल वी मस्ट टेक अप्रोप्रिएट मीनिंग विच डस नॉट कॉन्ट्रडिक्ट रीजनिंग अभावात् भावोत्पत्ति सर्व प्रमाण व्याकोप इति अतः therefore what ayatnatah effortlessly swatmani avasthanam iti anupappannam anupappannam anupappattihi sometimes he uses noun sometimes he uses the participle anupappannam anupappannam bhavati it becomes impossible it becomes impossible that self abidance abidance in one's own self just being oneself happens effortlessly without knowledge simply by following this karma plan is not acceptable okay that's what he says ayatnatah swatmani avasthanam iti anupapannam anupapannam bhavati it becomes absolutely impossible that abidance in one's own self just being one's own self happens effortlessly without jnanam simply avoiding accumulation of punya papam in this life it is not possible you need jnanam even though his view has fallacies definitely jnanam is required for moksha this is the one view Is it clear? A very simple lesson, nothing difficult. But I had to talk about this grammar. Shatrushanach. Lakshana hetvoho kriyayaha shatrushanacho. Paniniya Sutra supports, he understands, he takes that Sutram to explain this Manusmriti. Therefore, he takes the Shatruanta Shabda as a cause. Shankaracharya says, it should not be taken in the sense of a cause, be taken in the sense of a definition or description. Is it clear? What is the final teaching? Karma plan does not, Purva Mimamsakas, this karma plan to avoid accumulation of punya papam will not work for attaining moksha. What you need is jnanam. Okay. Now, he will come with this new, another view. What is the other view? Once you understand this Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyam, the same Bhashyam will come across in many other Upanishads also, where Shankara Bhagavatpada will negate strictly karma is not the means of attainment of moksha. Now, the next idea he has is it clear for all of you? Okay. What is the next? Now, okay, this view has been refuted very clearly. Now, Karma Kandi Purvimamsakaha comes with another view. We can say the same Karma Kandi comes or another Karma Kandi comes. Whatever you take. Anyway, he is a Purvimamsakaha. Another Purvimamsakaha comes with the same another view. What is another view? Okay, heaven. Because heaven is very beautifully described in Karmakanda. Swamiji always says, fortunately, we do not know how well beautifully described heaven in Karmakanda. We do not know. If we also know the description of heaven, we also might have become interested in going to heaven. So well described. Okay. So swargaha means what? Heaven means what? Only happiness. Only pleasures, pleasures, pleasures. No pain at all. All enjoy pleasures. Okay. Enjoyable objects, only pleasures. Therefore, swargaha, we are going to see now. Going to heaven. If we go to heaven, we can enjoy only pleasures. No pain at all. No suffering at all. That is happiness. But to go to heaven, so attainment of heaven, residing in heaven is attainment of moksha. Going to heaven, this is the view of many schools of many people. People of many different cultures also hold on to this view very, you know, tightly. Going to heaven, attainment of heaven is attainment of moksha. There you can have only happiness, no pain. So, going to heaven is dependent on accumulation of punyam, special shariram. Now you can't travel with the same heavy body. Okay. And that, to accumulate that punyam, one must perform rituals. Again, to accumulate punyam, one must do action. Therefore, perform actions, perform rituals, relevant rituals, accumulate punyam, and travel to heaven, and reach heaven, it is punyam, moksha. Therefore, moksha is attainable as a result of karma. Jnanam is not required. This is another view of Karmakandi, Purvamimamsaka. Shankaracharya, that he negates in one sentence easily. Let us do it next class. It's okay. How he negates? Come on. After going to heaven, one will have moksha. Means moksha has a beginning. Anything which has a beginning will have an end. This is logic, isn't it? Anything which has a beginning should have an end. If a person goes to heaven and means moksha has a beginning, that moksha will come to an end also. It is not a permanent moksha. And but what we're aspiring for is not time-bound moksha. It is in permanent moksha. Therefore, this going to heaven for attainment of moksha is again incorrect view, which we'll read next class. It's all right. I will text you the relevant verse and the sutram and a small explanation. I'll text you so that you can remember this. Not important, but anyway, the core teaching and understanding, no doubt about it. This is how the thorough study happens. And the Taittiriya Upanishad is very important Upanishad because a lot of mantras are taken from this Upanishad for analysis in Brahma Sutras. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.